right, everybody. My head is spinning. It's been a crazy day. It's sort of the red wedding of news days. Another mass shooting. Fallout from that crazy press conference yesterday with the president. And now RBG apparently fell and broke some ribs. The Supreme Court justice. All kinds of craziness happening out there in the world. But we have your regularly scheduled escape from all the madness right here. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast for this Thursday, November 8th. Dave here, all the clips ready to go for you. We talked the upcoming turkey drop today, Freddie Mercury's teeth, Christmas studies that were quite interesting, and a guy claiming that 69 is the new 49, legally. We took a look at some Thanksgiving internet searches from around the country and had a lot of fun with Dov Davidoff. The who knows? A comedian was in. He's funny. He's great. He joined us last time at the Veterans Radiothon, and he was back this morning freshly off his trip to the delivery room. A six-day-old child, his first one. So, of course, we had lots to talk about with him. And we also chided him for his horrible portrayal of a radio host in the Netflix show The Punisher. So enjoy. Let's go. Let's escape together right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
I am so glad that Dov Davidoff is going to be here again today.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
The last time was the radiothon.
So, yep. I mean, it has been a while. He's done a lot of TV work since then and, you know, put out a comedy special. I mean, the first time of being in the studio, like I said, about 18 months. So that we're looking forward to that later on this morning. A lot of radio program ahead of us. Hopefully, you're going to do something for the turkey drop this year. You know, if you go to an Acme, we're using Acme locations this year. They're our new sponsor, the title sponsor for the turkey drop, and it's coming up on November 20th from 6 to 9 in the morning. We will be broadcasting live from the Kimball Center. The rest of the air staff and the rest of the station will be at 12 different Acme locations throughout the Delaware Valley and media on Baltimore Pike. In Norristown, I'll be at the Acme on West Ridge Pike, Doylestown, North Main Street, and on Neyman's Road in Wilmington, Delaware. You can't say we don't have a location in Delaware anymore. And if you're going out and you're doing your shopping between now and then at Acme, your favorite local supermarket, well, why don't you go in there? And, you know, if you're buying stuff at Thanksgiving, there's no way you're getting out of a supermarket for under $100. And if you spend $100 at Acme, they're going to give you a coupon or a turkey for free. Well, why not just give that to us? Especially if you can afford a turkey on your own. Right here, you're getting this free turkey, whether it's the coupon or the turkey itself. Why not just drop it right off right there at the door on your way out on Tuesday, November 20th. If you want more details about the turkey drop, just go to WMGK.com.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday, the Queen movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, how long would it stay at number one? Because I got to tell you something, every time an animated kids movie comes out, no matter what is going on that weekend, that animated kids movie ends up taking the weekend. And isn't The Grinch opening up this weekend?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are in a Christmas mood yet.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's a movie for your kids, and, you give them some popcorn, and they stay there for a couple hours. So,
I don't know. I still think Queen has a chance.
All right. I think it has a chance at holding.
I got to tell you,
the movie is going over the top. People are just becoming bigger Freddy fans than they ever were before. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people who are just, it's changing their whole life. There is a group that is going, do you know what you can get now?
What's that?
Freddie Mercury teeth.
Oh!
Yep, that's the truth. Freddie Mercury teeth. I mean, there are people running into places ordering it like crazy.
Now that the film Bohemian Rhapsody is released, the country's going crazy for Freddie Mercury and Queen. If you're a Queen fan, you've got all the music, all the videos, and maybe a t-shirt or two. But now you can really show you're a Freddie fan. Introducing the Freddie Mercury Mouthful. For only $17,000, we'll send a team of professional oral surgeons directly to your house. And in a few short hours, they'll remove all your top teeth and replace them with those of a bull moose, giving you the perfect Freddie Mercury look, with teeth that can gnaw corn on the cob through a picket fence. The Freddie Mercury Mouthful, so you can look like Freddie.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Maybe not sound like him, but look like him. The Freddie Mercury Mouthful.
Freddie Mercury teeth are not approved by insurance. All teeth are heterosexual, except for bicuspids.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
Cindy Graham is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So let me ask you this, because I did something yesterday, and some people go, oh, you're crazy. It's too damn early. I put up Christmas lights yesterday.
That's fine. Did you turn them on?
No.
They're
not plugged in. I mean, I have those two new evergreens in front of my house, and I decided, you know, these will look great with lights on them. So I'm coming home yesterday, and I'm looking at the thermometer on my car, and I'm saying, you know what? It's going to be the last time it's going to be this warm. I'm going to take advantage of it, because every weekend I've been busy when it was nice out and I had to do something. I had some event I had to be at or something like that. So yesterday was like, that was it. But then I come in this morning and I find these conflicting reports. Mm-hmm. All right. Now listen to this. All right. Psychoanalyst Steve McKinnon says he has some serious thoughts about those who put up Christmas decorations sooner rather than later. Those people, according to his research, tend to be happier and more excited about life.
Okay.
All right. He said, on top of that, those who decorate the outside of their houses are thought to be more friendly and cohesive. That makes sense. But if you turn them on now, you're obnoxious. All right.
I agree with all these studies.
And he actually says that as well. Mm-hmm. Then this other report comes out, according to Sergeant Mark Hadsell, who works for the U.S. Psychological Operations arm of the CIA.
All right.
Okay. He says that too much holiday music is bad for your mental health.
And that's why he plays them in interrogations.
That's exactly what he said.
Are you serious?
That's exactly what he says. He says that they would use them to weaken the brain and body functions, slowing down thought until they would break these people and they would just play Christmas music.
That's my favorite playlist at Gitmo.
So now when everybody starts playing Christmas music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a month and a half before Christmas, right? Now, if you want to stay in your great mental health, you listen to The John DeBella Show here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
How do you identify yourself? I mean, do you see yourself as anything in particular? I mean, or are you just like a man in his 30s?
I'd say white.
White.
Male.
Right.
Heterosexual.
Right.
So therefore evil.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Steve, what about yourself?
I guess the same.
Same thing?
I mean,
you're evil as well.
Well, yeah.
Cindy's daughters, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, there's a 69-year-old guy in, I believe he's in the Netherlands. Let's see, where is he? Yeah, he is in the Netherlands. And it seems that he sees himself completely different than a 69-year-old man.
Okay.
He sees himself 20 years younger. He identifies himself as a 49-year-old.
Well, then he's a 49-year-old. It's 2018.
And he's legally trying to change his age.
Well, listen, John, 60 is the new 40, so.
Is that what it is?
That's a good point.
Okay.
It's a solid point.
All right. I mean, he identifies as 20 years younger. He's hoping that if he can get his age changed on his birth certificate, it will get him a better job, a better car, a better house, and more Tinder dates.
If you look like you're about to pass away, changing your age doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah, but this guy's saying that he's determined to do this, and he's ticked because he says I could buy all of this stuff. And he says, and you don't get a lot of Tinder dates when you say you're 69 years old.
That's shocking. True,
but you do get Social Security. This guy's an idiot. I want to be older.
All right. His argument is that if transgender people are allowed to change their gender legally, well then, I should be able to change my age legally.
I think he's got a case.
Yeah.
How many 49-year-olds are actually on Tinder, guys?
I have no idea. I've never been on it at
ask
all.
Ask our intern.
Make a show account.
I got to tell you, old man, I just don't have a clue.
The show account. That's a great idea.
Show Tinder.
Yeah. Start dating other shows.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
Yes. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
I was speaking about the turkey drop yesterday.
Right.
I spoke about it earlier. Of course, that's coming up on the 20th. And I may not have mentioned yesterday, if you spend $100 at Acme, All right. And especially if you're shopping for Thanksgiving, it's hard to get out shopping for Thanksgiving and paying less than $100.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, once you buy all the accoutrement that is going to go with the turkey, they're going to give you a free turkey or a turkey coupon. You could just take that turkey and give us that. But you were probably planning on buying maybe a bigger turkey than the one that they're going to give you. So whatever it is, I mean, here's a great way for you to support this great event. And at the same time, you know, not even have to spend any of your
That's
money,
right.
Any extra money for it. So that's a great way to do it. Speaking of which, all right, so you know how, and they do this all the time. You know, there's always these Google Maps of what people are searching for, what's the popular searches in each
across
state.
The country.
State by state.
Right. So they did this last month, right, about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All right. And actually one of this, when you first hear it, it seems like kind of dumb. When is Thanksgiving? Well, it was earlier this year, so if you didn't know the date, you know, okay, even though it is always the third Thursday in November, right? Okay, if you want to know, that one makes sense. All right. Now, 10 different states asked, you ready for this, Sin?
Yeah.
What is Thanksgiving?
What?
What is Thanksgiving?
Tough.
All right.
I can't even defend them, like, you know, like maybe they're slightly confused.
Yeah. In Colorado, you know what they're looking up? Turkey bowling.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought it was going to be weed related.
No. Well,
can you stop a turkey with weed?
It probably is weed related when you think about it.
No, that's a good point.
Right, rolling frozen turkeys down toward beer bottles.
I think that's a great idea, actually.
And then here in Pennsylvania and in New Jersey, we asked the question, does England celebrate Thanksgiving?
It wasn't me.
All right, okay. South Dakota apparently needed to find meaning in Thanksgiving this year.
What does it mean, they asked?
No, find meaning. Okay, they wanted to find out what does it mean, but to find meaning in Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Right? So the most text question, the most asked question of Google in South Dakota was, what should I be thankful for?
Carson
really?
Wentz
yeah,
for one.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
We're thankful for that. And for, well, he's North Dakota.
Right. And then the states
Dallas
of
Alabama. Goddard.
There you go.
The states of Alabama, Indiana, Georgia, and Kentucky are all looking for restaurants opening on Thanksgiving. Obviously, no one in those states can cook.
Right.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
MGK. Tonight, he will be there for one show. Tomorrow, he will be at Helium Comedy Club. That's there I'm talking about. He'll be at Helium Comedy Club for two shows. Same on Saturday. Shows tonight, 8 o'clock, 7:30, and 10 on Friday and Saturday. And you can always get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. We are happy to say that it has been a long wait, but he is finally back in the studio. Dov Davidoff is here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Yes, sir. Good morning.
That's it. You know, you're answering me like I'm your military wife there.
Well, I'd like to be affirmative. I like to let people know that we're communicating with one another and we're in the room. It's kind of the opposite relationship I have with my wife.
Now, I noticed today that you are wearing headphones. You're wearing headphones.
I am wearing headphones, yeah.
Right, right. And you are speaking into the proper part of the microphone.
Yes, sir.
The reason why I'm bringing that up is, as being a fan of The Punisher, I noticed that on The Punisher, you played a radio host.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I played a radio host. Yeah,
right.
You and, really sold it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And on that, on your episode of The Punisher, where you're playing a radio host, not only don't you wear headphones, but you talk into the wrong side of the microphone.
You know, I didn't really. It's funny, and I've been talking into mics so long, but I guess some of them are different. I mean, well, certainly a stage mic, you're talking to the top of.
Right.
Whereas these are a bit different.
Right,
so, I should have done better research.
Being such a stand-up.
Yeah.
No, our favorite part was when you answered the phone and you didn't have headphones on, but you could still hear the guy.
Yes.
Yeah, they mute out.
Real Hollywood host.
Sorry. We couldn't let it go.
A jackass.
Yeah. There you go. Well, again, thinking I'm your wife.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, same conversation I had this morning.
How are things? Because the last time we saw you, we didn't even realize there's this. We were at the Radiothon. There's this beautiful woman walking around, and then all of a sudden we realized that she was with you, and we didn't realize you guys were even married at that
time. I got that broad pregnant. We're married. It's good. It's an interesting operation we're running. You know, I mean, we both come from relatively dysfunctional backgrounds, and we're trying to put the pieces together.
Okay, all right.
Have a good day, everybody. It's an interesting process, all of this stuff, you know? And I mean, generates good material, and, you know, you bump it up against life.
All right. Well, so you went from, from the wedding reception, the way you talk about this, wedding reception, right to couples therapy? Is that what you did?
I was in couples therapy before the reception. I would never have made it to the reception without couples therapy. The therapy's an interesting process. It's, I don't know. It's like, she comes from a small town in Canada. And she tends to be a little bit underexpressive, a little passive aggressive. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to get into the bit on the radio, we were driving by a lighthouse.
So
we're driving by by the shore, and my wife goes, "Look at that lighthouse with an F." And what? I said, "That's all." Yeah, she's under the impression. She's 33. For 33 years, she's been under the impression it's called the lighthouse with an F. And I said, "That's a lighthouse." And then she goes, "That's what I said." I said, "No, you said lifehouse with an F." And then she goes, "Well, you know everything." I was like, "I know everything because I know." I was like, what is wrong? Like, what's happening in our lives? So, but then I took a deep breath and I didn't, I was able to, because of couples therapy, I was able to not engage. Uh-huh. And then we went on, we lived our lives, we had a good day. And then later on that night, I didn't even get, I just put my hand on hers when we were pulling to the hotel and I said, it's got a goddamn light on it. I'd rather get a divorce than call it a life hack. I'm not looking to make a big deal out of this, of course. You animal. You're going to get passive aggressive because I know the name of the thing? What's this, an ego issue? I know the name of the stupid. All right. Anyway, things are going great. Therapy's great. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. We're going to be married forever.
Okay, so you got her pregnant and she got rid of that child.
Yes.
6 days ago. It's now out in the open.
The kid is here. It's no longer theoretical. Yeah. Yeah.
And what's this like?
What's it like? It's like the opposite of having sex. It's there's a lot of standing around. I don't know. So far, it's relatively fascinating, mm-hmm. but not in a way that it would be for someone listening to me talk about it. I think it's just sort of an inner experience. There's a shift that takes place. You know, I no longer want to cheat. It's good. It's a sort of inner, it's a committed kind of shift that takes place. Hopefully that happens to people when they bring a life into the world that they want to be responsible for. Helium tonight, tomorrow, the next day.
6 days old, you're in Philly.
Who
was it that used to tell us that there used to be a comic came in and it said the hardest part for him about leaving home once he had a family was not skipping down the driveway when he had a kid.
That's funny. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the kid hasn't been around long enough for me to want to leave it yet.
Six days.
Yeah. And so, but I'd like to be able to pick and choose my places, I mean, luckily things are good to the degree that I don't have to go out on the road more than feels okay.
Right.
I mean, those guys that are really out there
all the time. Yeah, every
week.
That's
not a position I want to be in or pursue,
Well,
20 weeks a year, maybe 15 weeks a year.
Okay. All right. So you're becoming less of a road dog. He's got a new
I have a book out called Road Dog. Less of a road dog. Yeah. Absolutely. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. When one of these TV shows sustains its life, I'm able to be in New York for longer periods of time, but it's, for the most part, I can go in and out without.
What's the cop show that you've been doing? Something
Shades
blue.
Of Blue. Shades of Blue.
Blue. Shades of Blue. Yeah.
Okay. Is that the Tom Selleck one?
No.
That's something else with blue.
That's Blue Bloods.
Yeah. A lot of blue.
It's a lot of blue cops. With the cop, the cop genre.
That's right.
Yeah, it's all blue. Yeah. It's Jennifer Lopez and Ray Liotta.
Last two seasons.
I was playing a cop, and that's what kept me in town. And so now I'm back on the road. Show came to an end, and now
Will you be in the new Punisher series?
I don't know.
All right, you don't know yet.
I don't know.
They changed formats.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be speaking into the right part of the mic this time.
This season's very mature.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, I mean literally the day after I saw that episode, I come in and have you watched the latest Punisher yet? Have you seen Dom David? Talking the wrong part of the microphone.
Yeah, wrong part of the mic. I am an idiot.
And you know what? I wasn't. I actually. actually didn't blame you.
Yeah, the director should know better.
Yeah.
He's the one wearing headphones all day.
Somebody.
Like, I should have known. I didn't know that we were really going to be, like, there was a sort of an on-air piece of it, but the audition was it. And so you get there, and then there's the mic, and there's the studio. And so there wasn't a whole lot of lead time going in to do any major character work.
It's the Punisher. We get it.
So in the future, you have learned. Which part of this is the front
Absolutely.
Of the microphone?
Absolutely, that's the front of the microphone. That's the part. Well, I had it upside down.
Dov Davidoff will be at Helium Comedy tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow and Saturday, and you get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, fatherhood's a lot of fun until, like I was telling you inside, until they turn six. Because once they find out other people know stuff.
Yes, other people know stuff. You're over. Yeah. I'm going to try to do a good job till six.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.